getting ready for boys basketball at the West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. I can tell you that there is a huge D.C. Everest contingent that's come out tonight. We have just as many Evergreens fans, in fact, probably more Evergreens fans than we have Walsall West fans here tonight. And the D.C. Everest girls, 57-51 winners on this floor earlier this evening, also got a huge show of support from Evergreens fans making the drive cross town. I'm glad to bring you the second game here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We have a third game to come once we're finished. Tom King on tape delay will have the Walsall East men against Merrill up at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. We're also sponsored by Ace Hardware in Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Evergreens will start Stephen Weir and Kyle Kurtenbach. Freshman Riley Peterson is in the starting group, too. Chris Cornish gives the team some height. And the fifth starter will be Grant Van Grinsden, the best defensive player on this D.C. Everest team. Evergreens go deep in their bench as they look for the right outside shooting combinations in this game. And again, Walsall West, despite their 3-9 record, will have a height advantage in tonight's game, and that could always make things interesting. Teams gather at center court. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to be jumping against Taylor Penn for Walsall West. Glad you could be with us. Couldn't think of a better way to spend a Friday night basketball on Fox Sports Radio. The teams gather at center court and will be underway in just a moment. One of the officials is in front of the Walsall West bench, and I'm not sure why. Actually, we've got a wet spot on the floor that we're going to clean up before we get tonight's game underway. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. Well, it'll be important the Evergreens are not looking past tonight's game. They'll play the best team in the conference, Stevens Point, on the road next Tuesday. But this is a team that needs to take care of its business. Not good enough otherwise. A win tonight, though, puts them over 500 in conference play, and the jump ball is a mistap, and we're going to jump again. Hopefully that's not an ominous sign. Ball's controlled by Kyle Kurtenbach. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Evergreens have the first possession. And Riley Peterson gives it over to Van Grinsden. Evergreens work around. And now Chris Cornish and Peterson. Four of the five starters have already had their first touch. Van Grinsden guarded up high. Walsall West comes out in man-to-man. They played some zone when these teams played last year, but both of those games turned out to be lopsided. And they had trouble dealing with the Evergreens' height. The Evergreens are not as tall a team this year. Riley Peterson works around as the Evergreens are deliberate. Goes back out to Cornish. Bounced now over to Van Grinsden. Thought about driving. Goes back out to Stephen Weir for a three, and he hits. Stephen Weir breaks the seal on this one with a tray from the left side. Evergreens 3-0. Walsall West, Jacob Rader comes back in. Bad pass underneath. He was looking for Mason Bedarski, one of the tallest players on the floor. Bad pass out of bounds. It's a turnover to D.C. Everest. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. So when you're playing a team that's winless in the conference and 3-9 overall, you'd love to get up on them early. See if the Evergreens can do just that off to a 3-0 start. Van Grinsden goes over to Riley Peterson. And now up high to Kyle Kurtenbach and Stephen Weir. All five getting touches on this possession. To Weir again. Set him up for another three. And he hit again. Stephen Weir got that one with a defender in his face. And it's 6-0. 6:45 to play in the first quarter. Walsall West walks it back up. Jacob Rieder into the front court. He's guarded by Stephen Weir. Now over to Jacob Tordston in the corner. And now down low, working the height advantage for Taylor Penn. 10-footer. Air ball. Missed everything. Riley Peterson gets the rebound. Kurtenbach kicked it up, and Peterson was able to corral it. Evergreens up 6-0 and the ball early on. Van Grinsden has it for D.C. Everest. Now over to the top of the key in Kurtenbach. Now to Peterson, one-on-one, thinking about driving. Back to Stephen Weir. Drag that back pivot foot and no call. All right, Stephen Weir's got his dribble after hitting those 2 3-pointers. And now here's Van Grinsden on the far side. Backed up high to Chris Cornish. Evergreens running their offense. They're looking for the cutter here. trying to free up Peterson underneath on the screen. Van Grinsven has it up high. And now to Stephen Weir. Weir passes here. He's got a whistle, and along the baseline, Van Grinsven was fouled as he was receiving that pass. This will be a non-shooting foul. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Evergreens will sub in. Nick Sarakowski, who did not start tonight, comes in for Van Grinsven. And the Evergreens will send in Jake Giebert as well. It's a taller look here. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sarakowski, the senior, a little trouble getting it in. Long inbounds pass to Stephen Weir, just beat the 5 seconds. And now back to Sarakowski. Goes up high to Chris Cornish. And now to Peterson. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Wausau West. Evergreens will keep possession. So West has played the first 2:15 of this game. They've managed only one shot and have not scored. And the Evergreens looking to get up now, trying to extend this to a three-possession lead. Long inbounds pass, bad pass, saved by Riley Peterson, out of bounds to Wausau West. First turnover of the game for DC Everest. West gets the ball in, and here's Jacob Rader. Brings it to the front court, and Stephen Weir will guard it. Goes over to the far side. Bedarski hears an inside pass, shot and a foul. Jacob Rader got the ball back, and he's going to get himself a pair of free throws here. No, I'm sorry. Tyler Penn's going to go to the free throw line here. Kyle Kurtenbach is called for the foul. And here comes Taylor Penn, who will shoot a pair. Penn's first free throw, got it. One more coming. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Taylor Penn gets his second free throw. So West is on the board. Evergreen 6-2 with possession. Nick Sarakowski now up high to Cornish. We've got a whistle, foul away from the ball, and it's against DC Everest. Physical underneath. I think they got Kyle Kurtenbach jockeying for position underneath, and he is indeed called for it. And Kyle Kurtenbach picks up his second personal foul. He heads to the bench. Jake Giebert checks in. So Giebert and Cornish both on the floor. This is really the tallest look that the Evergreens can offer. Unless they put Max Mladic in, who, because of some injuries, has seen limited action. West has the ball. Here's a three. Air ball, but recovered underneath. Offensive rebound. Taylor Penn with a height advantage put back an air ball. And just like that, the Evergreens lead cut to two. It's 6-4. Chris Cornish has the ball. Now to Nick Sarakowski in the corner. Sarakowski drives in, picks up his dribble, gives over to Stephen Weir. And now a pass down low. Cornish goes back out to Weir as he was bodied up right away down on the low blocks. And now Nick Sarakowski has it. Evergreens pull it out into the hands of Riley Peterson. Peterson down low, made the extra pass and rewarded for it. Chris Cornish scores from close range, and the Evergreens are up 8-4. 4.5 minutes to play, first quarter from the West Fieldhouse. Evergreens going for a sweep. Here's a three from the left side, and that's too strong from Torgson. Rebound to the Evergreens. Two players hit the floor hard. Sarakowski and Bednarski both went down going for that ball, and Peterson came away with the rebound. 8-4 Evergreens, and D.C. Everest has possession. Here's Riley Peterson over to Sarakowski. Looks to drive, now leaves it off in the corner, and a whistle. Basket, foul for Chris Cornish. He'll go to the line to try and complete a three-point play. Evergreens are off to a good start here. The foul is going to go against Jacob Rader. That's his first. Two on the team. And Chris Cornish, who already has 4 points, will go to the free throw line looking for a fifth. But first, Wausau West is going to take a timeout. We will keep it right here with 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Both of these teams have a lot of media coverage. We are glad to give you this game on Fox Sports Radio. Channel 7 and Channel 9 television both here for highlights, because both these boys and girls games will figure onto their evening newscast tonight. And I see the voice of the Wausau West Warriors, Chad Holmes, up high in the rafters here. We call the game from the baseline at the Wausau West Fieldhouse. Holmes is up high. Long free throw missed. Rebound comes out to the Evergreens, tied up. And it's going to be on alternating possession going over to Wausau West. Evergreens are up 10-4. Wausau West has the ball, and here comes Jacob Rieder. court. Checking in is Andy Yang off the timeout, and Yang's got the good possession, but here's a throw, a bad pass, out of bounds, turned over. Unforced error, and it comes back to D.C. Everett. Evergreen's looking to take advantage during that last stoppage. Grant Van Grinsven checks back in. And now over to Stephen Weir. Weir's had the hot hand in the first quarter. Weir is guarded closely here. Bounces down low to Giebert. Giebert was double-teamed and now goes back out. Van Grinsven shot partially blocked. Missed out of bounds to Walsall West. And the Evergreens will put Jacob Stroik back in. They want a little more height for the matchup here. So Van Grinsven is out. Stroik is in. Stroik, Giebert, and Cornish make up that front line, trying to counter Walsall West's height advantage. Here comes Jacob Reeder into the front court for Walsall West. Trailing by six, but they have the ball. Yang's got the ball on the far side. For a big player, you want him closer. Here's the extra pass. Taylor Penn, air ball. Offensive rebound, though, mopped up by Jacob Thornton, who puts it back in. That's two air balls, and twice we've seen West get offensive rebounds off really bad misses and been able to convert them in for points. It's 10-6. Stephen Weir thought about driving, goes back out. Jake Giebert, long 15-footer. The big guy's got the range. He scores from there. Jake Giebert doubles us up again at 12-6 as we'll go under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Evergreens and Walsall West. Walsall West now a three from the left side. Hits the front rim. It's another miss from Taylor Penn. Out of bounds to the Evergreens. Walsall West has opened up 0-for-3 from behind the three-point stripe, and the Evergreens are 2-for-2 from behind the arc. Both of the hits belonging to Stephen Weir. Weir is on the floor now, and they've got him down low as Walsall West will pick up half-court man-to-man defense. Now Stephen Weir flashes up high. Jacob Stroik plays the high post and now gets it on a give and go. Got a little twisted around and missed his shot. Didn't quite get his feet set and had his back to the basket when he got the pass. It's a miss and a one and done. West clears the boards and comes right back into the front court. Thought about the three here. Carson Weber. Weber is called for a push-off as he started his move. Turned back over to the Evergreens. Carson Weber gets called for his first foul, third on the team. And the Evergreens get the ball back, leading 12-6. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You get more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. They're online at bonejoint.net. Evergreens have the ball, and Grant Van Grinsven's in the front court. Now to Riley Peterson, drives along the baseline, fouled, and just misses. That close to a three-point play opportunity. Riley Peterson's going to get himself to the free throw line and earn himself a pair of free throws. Jacob Rader is called for the foul. Team fouls are 4 against Walsall West and 2 against D.C. Everest. Riley Peterson's first free throw is good. He will get one more. Basket here would extend the Evergreens' lead to 8. See if Riley Peterson can get his points from the charity stripe, and he made them both. Freshman Riley Peterson. Now, he's not a freshman anymore, but he's got so much playing experience at this point. Evergreens 14, Walsall West 6. Jacob Torbson bounces over to Isaac Butke, who checked in on the last stoppage. And now over to the corner, thinking about the three was Taylor Penn. Penn passes up, not an open look there. And goes over to Isaac Butke again. Butke's being guarded by Stephen Weir. Two smallest players on the floor match up against each other. Now to the far side, driving along the baseline, 10-foot pull-up, an air ball from Taylor Penn. Out of bounds, though. Last touch by D.C. Everett. Goes back over to Walsall West. 1-2-3 air balls for Walsall West early in this ballgame. Outside shooting, not so hot. All three of Walsall West's wins this season have come out of conference. They are 0-4 in valley play. West has the ball here. 15-footer. Let's see if we've got the range there for Carson Weber. Yes, he does. Carson Weber hits for two, and it's 14-8. Minute and a half left in the first period. Evergreens have been kind of methodical here. Got off to a 6-0 lead, and since then, we've played even 8-8. Pass there is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Walsall West, and it will stay with the Evergreens. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Stephen Weir will check out, and Nick Sierakowski will step in Sierakowski handles almost all of these inbound situations. So when Coach Corey Heckel senses that there's going to be full court pressure, he puts Sierakowski on the floor and trusts him to make good decisions on the inbounds pass. Sierakowski goes a pass down low. Here's Cornish, double team, goes back out to Riley Peterson. Thought about the shot, made an extra pass. It's a bad pass, turned over, taken away by Jacob Torgson. The Evergreens lead is only six, and Walsall West can cut into it here. Taylor Penn, under a minute. Penn gets the ball back, cut off top of the key, screen for Yang, decided not to pull the trigger. Yang along the baseline, goes out high to Isaac Butke. Butke works around the perimeter, 45 seconds, driving along the baseline, cut off there is Carson Weber. Weber almost threw it away, retrieved there by Jacob Reeder. Reeder picked up his dribble and works around to Jacob Torgson. 35 seconds left in the quarter, got a whistle, offensive foul against Walsall West. One of the Walsall West players put his arm out while trying to get position. They're going to call it against Andy Yang. Yang's a senior, but is more of a rebounding than a scoring threat. And he got called for the foul there and cost his team the possession. See, if the Evergreens hold for one, and the Walsall West bench not happy with that call, wanting a long-distance explanation from the official who's all the way on the other side of the floor. 25 seconds left in the quarter, and the clock is moving. Riley Peterson has the ball. Evergreens by six and looking to build. Peterson just picked up his dribble, goes up high to Ben Grinsman, who came in on the last stoppage, and now to Nick Sierakowski. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Sierakowski is 25 feet away from the basket, pulls it back out. 10 seconds, now gives over to Chris Cornish. Cornish drives, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in with 4 seconds left in the quarter. Chris Cornish has six, 1 second left. And that's where the quarter will come to an end. The Evergreens have again doubled up Walsall West. They lead 16-8. We're back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buck Walks!
Welcome back to the Walsall West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second quarter about to get underway. Evergreens led the ball and a 16-8 lead. In that first quarter, six from Cornish, six from Stephen Weir, two each from Riley Peterson and Giebert. Evergreens had trouble getting the ball in. Riley Peterson almost lost the handle, gets it back, looking for a carry on Riley Peterson. Nope, we play on. Evergreens look to set it up down low, hanging and scoring. Nice entry pass there for Kyle Kurtenbach. And the Evergreens have the biggest lead there. Assist to Nick Sierakowski, 18-8. First time we've been in double digits here. And now Yang has the ball for Walsall West. He passes up the open shot. Goes back out to Taylor Penn. Penn gives it back to Yang, and Yang traveled. Yang's such a big player, I'm not sure you want him handling the ball 15, 20 feet away. You want him down underneath, right? Right. Turned over to the Evergreens, and Yang goes over to the bench. Podarski comes back in. Swap out big men for the Warriors. Evergreens by 10, and they get the ball off the turnover. Riley Peterson is into the front court, guarded by Isaac Butke. Double team there, pass almost stolen. Kyle Kurtenbach tracks it down. Back to Peterson, and now over to Sierakowski. Chris Cornish gets a touch, and now Sierakowski fights through the double team, but picked up his dribble. Now goes on the baseline to Van Grinsven. He is cut off. Well, when they double team the ball, someone's got to be open. Riley Peterson fights through the double team, turns it over. Loose on the floor, out of bounds. Bodies pile up. Walsall West comes away with it. West tries to play up tempo. Isaac Butke, he traveled, no call. Now a three ball from the corner and a hit for Taylor Penn. Should have been turned over, no call, and he sticks the three from the baseline, 18-11. Walsall West needed that. and into the front court here for DC Evers. Down low to Sarakowski. Here's a long three from the corner, and the Evergreens miss. Offensive rebound. Kurtenbach scores, and he's fouled. Kyle Kurtenbach got the rebound off the missed three-pointer, and he gets the basket and gets himself to the free-throw line. So the Evergreens may have an old-fashioned three as an answer to the three-ball that Wausau West just got to go down. Isaac Butke is called for the foul. It's his first, sixth on the team. And Kyle Kurtenbach earns himself a free throw, which he makes. 21-11. Second time this lead's been back at 10 points for DC Evers. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Isaac Butke for the Warriors, posting up high at the free throw line, is Carson Weber, and he hits. Carson Weber was open there, pretty good rotation. And he stuck it from 12 feet away. 21-13. Warriors needed that make. Here's Riley Peterson for the Evergreens. Over to Chris Cornish and now to Stephen Weir. Weir opened the game with back-to-back three-pointers and hasn't scored since. Now to Van Grinsven, draws the double team, goes back out to Riley Peterson. Wausau West wants Peterson for dragging that back foot. No call. Evergreens still have it. Van Grinsven along the baseline. He's fouled as he starts his move. This would be a non-shooting foul, but it's going to be the seventh against the Warriors, so we're going to have a one-and-one coming up here. Foul will go here against Jacob Tortson. Tortson's a freshman who sees a good deal of playing time, and Grant Van Grinsven goes to the line for a one-and-one. Evergreens by eight. Van Grinsven's free throw swished it. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. And Grant has one more. Evergreens 4 of 5 from the free throw line as a team. Make it 5 of 6. Van Grinsven got them both. 23-13. Evergreens settle back into half court man-to-man. As Wausau West walks it up the court. Jacob Tortson to the front court to Kyle Nickel. Nickel has that elbow extended as he starts his move. Goes back out on a no call. And now over to Taylor Penn. Penn works it around to Jacob Tortson. And now overthinking about the long two was Kyle Nickel. Nickel's a junior, getting his first playing time here in the second quarter. Penn drives in. He's fouled and misses on his drive to the basket. Taylor Penn's going to get himself a pair of free throws here. He has 7 of the Warriors' 13 points, and Grant Van Grinsven's been called for the foul. It's only the third against the Evergreens as a team. Taylor Penn's first free throw, got it. He is 3 for 3 from the foul line. Gets that lead back down to single digits for the Evergreens. 23-14. Penn's second free throw, got that one to go down too. Evergreens by 8, and Stephen Weir brings the ball into the front court. Weir now bounces over to Cornish, gives it back to Weir on the screen. 3 balls in the air. Stephen Weir just missed it. Ball's loose on the rebound. Grant Van Grinsven gets the offensive rebound. Stephen Weir didn't miss by much. Looked like he had that 3 squared up again. He's already hit 2. The 2 of 3 from behind the stripe. Driving in traffic, a lot of contact, and no call as Shea Kiebert goes crashing to the floor. Good work down low by Cornish to save the possession. Evergreens give it back to Jake Kiebert, who scores. Evergreens fought for that second chance, and they earn their points. 25-15. Jacob Tortson has the ball for the Warriors into their front court. And Taylor Penn. Penn gets it back. Van Grinsven guarding him. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Now here's a square up three. Actually, foot was on the line. Long offensive rebound. Mason Bedarski, instead of getting his hands around it, tapped it. He wound up tapping it out of bounds. It's going to go over to the Evergreens. Van Grinsven will come out. Nick Sirikowski will come in. And sophomore Derek Reike will come in as well. Reike is a three-point threat. So in fact, you have 2 3-point shooters now. Reike and Weir are on the floor at the same time, along with Sarakowski. See if the Evergreens set up that high screen and try and get an open look at a three here. They lead by 10, and Nick Sarakowski has the ball. Goes over to Weir, and now over to Reike, back to Sarakowski in the corner. Posting up high is Jake Giebert. Reike does let the three ball fly, left it short, just barely grazed underneath the rim. Now he's got a loose ball foul that's going to be against the Evergreens. Well, let's see. No, this loose ball foul is going to go against West. And the Evergreens are going to get free throws. Kyle Nickel gets called for the loose ball foul. I thought they were going to get Chris Cornish there. Two players jockeying for position underneath. It looked like they both got tangled up. Jake Giebert to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. Giebert with 4 points already tonight. Eyes the basket and misses. Left it short. Walsall West gets the rebound. Joe Utek cleared the board. Hands it off to Jacob Torsen into the front court. Evergreen's lead stays at 10. And now Yang comes back in, dribbles on the rotation, goes over to Carson Weber. Now into the corner, off the hands of one of the West players. Turned over to D.C. Everett. Bad pass. Now, something was wrong with that play because West was left with two players in the same spot on the floor. And the pass wound up bouncing off both of them and then going out of bounds in front of the Evergreen's bench. Evergreen's done a pretty good job with ball security so far in this game. 25-15, the Evergreens have the ball. Nick Sierakowski to the front court and Stephen Weir. Now over to Jake Giebert. Evergreens work around back to Sierakowski. To Weir and now to Reike. Set up Weir. Bad pass, though. They were trying to get him for the three, and Weir couldn't get his feet set because the pass was too high. Save the possession, though. Reike's got it. And now bounces up high to Giebert. Working around again to Sierakowski. We'll go under 3.5 minutes to play. Sierakowski now goes out to Chris Cornish. And the Evergreens running their offense here. A little methodical. You can when you're up by 10. Jake Giebert gets his touch up high. They're looking for Giebert as a cutter down low. And here's Stephen Weir. Thought about driving. He was cut off. Now to Reike, who thought about the three also. Back to Weir. Open for the... Missed it. He's missed his last two. And Walsall West gets the rebound. They have possession. They're trailing by 10. Taylor Penn cleared the boards. And now Penn gets it back. 15-footer. Another say that's a three. Okay, just beyond the three-point line. Taylor Penn has just hit his second three of the game. And that cuts the lead down to 7. It's 25-18. Well, the Evergreens have been up by as many as 10. It's the closest Walsall West has been for a while off that three-ball make. The Evergreens would kind of like an answer on the offensive end. They bounced down low to Cornish, who quickly double-teamed. Goes back out to Sierakowski. Reike thought about the three, bounced in, and Reike was fouled along the baseline. So the sophomore three-point specialist is going to get himself to the free-throw line for a 1-1 here. And the Evergreens can kind of let Walsall West creep back into this game if they don't make their free throws here. Carson Weber is called for the foul. It's his second. Here's Reike's front end of the 1-1, and he missed it. And Walsall West gets the rebound. A make cuts it to 5, a 3 cuts it to 4. So Walsall West kind of hanging around at this point in the game. West has the ball, up high to Andy Yang, drives in, misses the layup, too strong. Rebound for Jake Giebert, a 1-and-done trip. That's a pretty good look for Yang. He's got to get that to go down. Now Reike, and up high to Jake Giebert. Now to Stephen Weir. Evergreens have been stuck on 25 for about a minute and a half. Doesn't really qualify as a drought yet, but you'd like to see them keep their foot to the pedal, metal to the floor here. And Jake Giebert drives in. Now to Reike and now to Weir. You know what? It may not be such a good combination. We have the three-ball shooters on the field. Here's Reike, and Reike's three is too long. A miss. Rebound comes to Isaac Butke. And now Walsall West into the front court, Taylor Penn. Penn passed up the shot and goes back to Isaac Butke out high. Bad pass, falls loose on the floor. Walsall West comes away with it to Carson Weber. Pull up 10-footer, missed it. That was a pretty good look. Rebound to D.C. Everest, Chris Cornish. Good vertical to fight for that. 1.5 minutes left in the half. Evergreen quickly to the front court. Reike passed up the three and he was open. Reike's got to realize he is in to shoot that when he has that open look and he passed up on it there. Comes back to Reike, and now over to Stephen Weir. 1:10 to play in the half. 25-18. Evergreens with the lead and the ball. And now it's for Stephen Weir, who's flashing, cut off, pulls out for his teammate, 15-footer for Jake Giebert. And Giebert is good. Giebert has 6. Lead back to 9. 50 seconds left until halftime. At halftime, we will look back at the D.C. Everest girls basketball team's win. A very impressive 6-point victory for the Everest girls. You'll hear more about it at the intermission of this boys' game. Walsall West into the front court. Carson Weber thought about the three. Goes around to Isaac Butke and now along the baseline. Driving there is Penn. Pulls up. He was a little too far along the baseline. The ball is loose after the missed shot. Evergreens get it. Got a breakaway to Stephen Weir. Is ahead of everyone. Lays it up and in for Stephen Weir. And the Evergreens now have the lead back to 11. In fact, this is the biggest lead of the game with 20 seconds left in the half. see if West has an answer. Here's Yang along the baseline. Yang, bad pass. He was looking for UTEC underneath, and UTEC didn't get into position yet, and it fell right into the hands of Derek Reinke. Under 10 seconds left. Evergreens have a final possession. Maybe setting up a three here to Sarakowski. 2 seconds left from the baseline. Reinke counts if it goes, and it's good at the buzzer. Three-pointer from the baseline for Derek Reinke as time expires at the end of the first half. And the make puts the Evergreens up by 14 at intermission, 32-18. We will look back at our girls' basketball win for DC Everest. We will preview the third game of our doubleheader, all part of our halftime after a three-minute break. 32-18 Walsall East at intermission on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.